Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey Bia's research grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B. Outdoor Science and Nature. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Well, as an environmental scientist, I am always searching for awesome animals. And I mean literally searching for awesome animals. Well, on Thanksgiving, I received an email from my good friend Mike Dom out in California, wishing me a happy Thanksgiving. And he was also talking a little bit about the research going on. He is having a home built in the upper Northwest, and there's cougar research going on. And it was very similar to my wolf research out in Minnesota, the scientific methods they were using on how to track the animals. So it just like piqued my interest. Hey, I'll get to bobcats in a little bit. There's a method to my madness, as usual. Well, I was also out, I had finished my grizzly bear research, and I was out in Montana at the reintroduction of wolves into Yellowstone Conference. This was many moons ago. Well, they allowed people to go up before they reintroduced them at this conference. Really awesome. And they allowed people, they had 3 minutes to go up there, say their piece, whether they wanted the wolves, yes, no. And they allowed a Native American to go, Native American to go up first. And he went up with his guitar and he sang what the wolf meant to the Native Americans in their culture. Really, like, just that in itself was worthwhile to see and listen to. And then some of the ranchers got up, and one rancher got up and said, hey, wolves are the least of my problems that I'm going to have. Don't worry about them at all. Let them go. And then there was another rancher who said, I'll kill any wolf that ventures onto my ranch. And again, he was honest. Well, bobcats across America, they are killed for livestock predation, whether it's perceived or real. And they're also hunted for their fur. And that's not everywhere, because many places, as I get to, they are also protected. Because you see, on my farm, my backyard, my backyard is very large since it's a farm, the wooded area, my woodlands behind me is attached to the Sauerland Preserve, where bobcats are protected. And it's a rare sighting, and I'm waiting with anticipation to see them. And you'll learn as we go along today why it's so difficult to find one. Well, the bobcat gets its name from its short tail. It's about 5 inches long. And it's, I'll give you some coloration so you understand. With scientists, we call color phases. So let's talk about the phase here. His tail is dark above, white below. His fur, and I love this, if you ever see one, it's short, dense, soft. And the colors, it's light brown to reddish brown on the back. And then, believe it or not, there's actually a lot of white on him. On the underside and the insides of his legs are white, but you also have these dark spots or bars on them. And people sort of identify bobcats by that as well. Well, that fur color may get a little grayer in the winter time. So that's really an important thing. So let's talk size of this bobcat. 10 to 40 pounds, and that's a big range. But males are one-third larger than females. So take a big old house cat and then just double his size, and that's about what you have with a bobcat. Well, they are also on the top of the food chain. We call them a top predator, obviously a carnivore. And I always often describe them when people, like, you know, I'll be speaking somewhere and somebody asks me about a question about a bobcat. And I would say pound for pound, they are probably the toughest animal out there in the wild, because they're not large, but they are tough. And they will, now watch it when I say tough, they will take down any mammal, you know, the same size, a little bit larger, birds, snakes, and that's about average for them. But they can take down an animal 8 times their weight. So even a white-tailed deer is not safe with a bobcat. Well, the habitat they live in, and it varies, because again, when you find out the range, you're going to see that it's going to vary. The woodlands, it could be a mixture conifer forest, a hardwood forest, but it also, it's in semi-desert regions, and swampland. So you see, you can find a bobcat just about anywhere across the good old USA. And they make their dens, and I'll get to their reproduction in a little bit, in tiny crevices. You might find it in an uprooted tree somewhere around there. Now, they are the close cousin to the lynx. And many people, they will confuse these two. But if you notice, hey, when we're done here, because you're already looking at my thumbnail of a bobcat, if you Google the lynx, you will see these little ear tufts that are on the top of them. And that's a good, you're looking and say, oh, which one is it? That's how you can tell. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. So as I was speaking about their range, it's North America, Canada, U.S., and all the way down and into Mexico. Well, here's a problem for bobcats that, I guess, the problem is people think they're taking care of a problem, which they may be indeed, but it's causing a problem to the bobcat. People are putting down, and, I always talk about sides like herbicides, germicides. Well, there actually are rodenticides too, and people are putting the rodenticides down to kill a specific rodent problem, et cetera. And then you've got the bobcat eating that prey and ingesting that rodenticide. So that becomes a problem to the bobcat itself. So as we discuss these things, let's discuss, and I think this is really cool. How about the bobcat's hunting strategy? They like to, just like think about cats, like to pounce on prey. They can leap, though, like Superman over tall buildings, almost there. They can leap over 10 feet. So you think about this smaller bobcat, twice the size of your cat, a big old house cat, it can leap over 10 feet. That's pretty good. And if he needs to chase down prey, and he has a lot of white twitch muscle fiber, and you go, okay, what's white twitch muscle fiber? It is the fibers that you have, because we all have red twitch muscle fiber, white twitch. Well, he's got the white twitch because he can run for a short burst, and he can go up to 30 miles an hour, and that's fast. A short burst, so he's not made for long distances, so that's why he will actually stalk his prey, and he wants to pounce on his prey, but if he's got to run him down, he will absolutely do that as well. So if we discuss the reproduction of them, the female will have between 1 to 6 kittens. And that's a big, big margin there. And the kits will stay with the mom for up to 12 months. You see, bobcats, and this is why it makes it so difficult, they are solitary animals. They set up their territories, and they sort of only break those territories when it is breeding season. So we use the word elusive because they're just so hard to find. They are a nocturnal creature that comes out at night, but some scientists actually classify them as crepuscular, and crepuscular means they come out early evening, early morning. So you're still going to find them around dark. So that's the whole thing, and that's why it makes them so difficult to find, and then again using the word elusive. Well, the Native Americans, to them, the bobcat represents clear vision in the dark. Get it? So now you're talking about an animal that is out at night, and that is the symbolism that they use. To me, bobcats represent the freedom that only nature has to offer. Personally, I look for a good look at one of these, or taking a photo on the back section of my farm or in the preserve attached to it. That is what I am going after, because as I started the show, I want to find a bobcat here. Until next time, enjoy life's adventures. You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.